we go. Hour number two. This will be interesting. We get to have an hour with James Karolak and get an update on the Deagle.com projections, where we are now, where it looks like we may be going. James Karolak has become rather well known for his intense research and study all about the Deagle.com projections. Hello, James. Welcome back. Glad to have you on board.
Excellent. I'm back. But, you know, Jeff, there's a small fringe of people that don't hold the same values and views as Canadian people. Justin Trudeau got it right. He's talking about Hillary Clinton, Klaus Schwab. You know, he's talking about all the elitists.
Yeah.
Hands down. Yeah. And once in a while, politics. What's that, Jeff?
No, go ahead.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. But, you know, for your listening audience, Justin Trudeau's not exactly who he is, right? You know, 1969,
Not exactly.
His daddy, Pierre, and his mommy, Margaret Trudeau.
Oh, his alleged daddy.
What's that?
His daddy was Fidel Castro, which everybody knows now. Yeah.
Right. That's, you know, Margaret Trudeau is on record saying that Fidel Castro is the sexiest man on the planet. Not her husband.
Well, Margaret had a problem keeping her pants on, obviously.
Yes. She was a little tramp, wasn't she?
That's what they say. Yeah, yeah.
So, but, you know, it's all good because the fact checkers came out recently and they said, this is not true. I'm like going, excellent. They just verified it. Perfect. Right?
It's funny because whatever the fact checkers say, the opposite is the truth. And yeah,
right.
Especially Reuters and Snopes.
Right. And the reason I bring that up is that, you know, everyone, I've told many times, I live in Port Huron, Michigan. I'm 15 minutes from the border. I used to go there quite a bit, you know.
Right.
That all stopped in April 2020, right? And I know the Canadian people. The Canadian people are really nice people, and they believe in the government. Not like the American people. We're not so much about the government thing. In fact, I had two friends over there, and I warned them, saying, this is a bioweapon. Well, they pretty much ended that relationship with me, and I get it. You know, talking genocide is usually a buzz killer, right?
It kind of ruins the party. Yes, I get it. Yeah.
If someone told me 6 months ago the epic center of freedom would be in Canada, I would say, I can't believe that. Because the Canadian people are not like that. But these truckers had enough where they have to be vaccinated, even across over to the province, you know. And like 50% of the truckers have to come through, you know, to the United States. So they had enough, and they're winning. I'm just totally proud to the depths of my heart of what they've done. But we're gonna do some alignment here. You know, I want to talk about the American Revolution War just briefly and how it relates to what's going on right now.
Yeah, interesting. I'm looking forward to this. We have a real problem, James, and it really is true that we all must consider the simple odds-on reality that we are being bombarded through the cellular network grid and maybe the electric grid. We're being bombarded with electromagnetic frequencies that literally can create any feeling or any emotion. It probably can plant thoughts in your head, remove memories. They have this. This is way, way ahead of where most people would understand the reality to be. So we're up against something that is keeping Americans sitting on their asses as a truth. Now, maybe this will change, and maybe your point that you're going to make will help that change. I don't know. But I do know that something very severe and very pernicious is going on to keep people sitting and mumbling and staring at their screens. They're not doing anything. Go ahead.
So, like in 1776, the epic center of freedom was in the United States. Canada didn't want nothing part of it. Australia or New Zealand. They're all still with the crown. And look at the trouble they're in. lots of trouble.
True.
Right?
Yeah.
And before 1776, the majority of the population in America did not want to go to war, did not want to go leave the crown, right? Until a famous writing by Thomas Paine, which is really a beautiful piece.
Sure
is. It's called Common Sense. And they published that in January of 1776. This actually ties into the Freedom Fighters, right? Hold on, I got to get some water.
Yeah.
So that changed the public's view. Now they want it to go on their own way, right?
Yeah.
People don't read today. They watch video, and they're watching what's going on in Ottawa, Canada.
Exactly right.
You know, this is the real terrorists in Ottawa, Canada, it's those children bouncing in those castles. You know, that's why they want to back them, unfortunately.
Yep.
But let's see here. So that there's that correlation, right? Now, that war lasted 8 years, right? What's that?
8 years. Yeah. I want to drive that point home. The Revolutionary War lasted 8 years. That's a long time.
Long time. Now, they're up against the most well-funded, the most organized world. And that's what we're up against.
Okay, hold on, James. Hold on. We lost you there. You said the Americans were up against the most well-funded, and then we lost you. Go ahead.
Well-funded and most organized army in the world at the time.
Correct. You bet.
Right? We're up against a well-funded and organized, wherever they are, right?
Yep.
They play the long game, and we'll talk about that. So there was 40,000 troops. 30,000 of them were mercenaries, German mercenaries, right? Can you imagine moving 40,000 troops across that ocean? That must have been something else. Insane.
I truly can't. I mean, that is mind-boggling when you think about it.
Right.
The ships, sailing ships, and if the wind was wrong, good luck. It's amazing.
So they had these paid mercenaries, 30,000 German mercenaries. The mercenaries today are politicians, head of state, CEOs of large hospitals. They're all well paid. I mean, Justin Little Castro Trudeau probably got $50 million in his Bitcoin account right now. No doubt.
Probably.
They're all paid. So we're up against this back then and now today we're up against it. It's really the same point. Now, George Washington only won 4 battles. It's kind of crazy, right?
That's hard to believe. That's really hard to believe.
Well, this is how we won the war. It's two things. First, we're funded by France, right, and the people of the United States. When these, you know, the Continental armies would go into these small towns, they would get handouts, food, and little money with the population supported. That's what's happening in Canada right now. I mean, they raised $10 million in 4 days. That's insane. It's amazing. So we're up against this army. Now, how do we win? There's two ways we won the American Revolution. And I don't know if I said this, but when the government tells you there's who the enemy is, it's a war. When the people tell you who the enemy is, it's a revolution.
Interesting.
That's where we're at right now. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we won two different ways. One, we used terrorism. That famous picture of George Washington on that boat going across the Potomac, do you know where he was going? He was going...
Go ahead.
That was Christmas night. I believe it was Christmas night.
I think you're right.
He was going to the barracks where the British soldiers were getting drunk. They sat outside the barracks and they started shooting in the barracks, and these British soldiers came out drunk trying to find the enemy, and they shot them all dead. It was a bloodbath. That's how you win these kind of wars, when you're up against 40,000 troops. And the other thing they won...
How many British troops were slaughtered that night? Do we know?
I don't know, but they slaughtered them, right? And they would do, you know, sitting in, you know, waiting for a British convoy to come through and force, and then they would pick them off with snipers. You know, that's how he went. And the other one was that George Washington and his main army just did the play Waldo thing. They retreated for 8 years. They couldn't, they tried to kill him, but they couldn't stop him. He just kept running away from them. He retreated. Now, what is that? Why is that important? For 8 years, you got 40,000 men on payroll. King George had to go to his British subjects and keep asking for more money and taxes. They said, enough. They wore him out. Okay? But that's how we won that war. Now, why is that important? These elitists play the long game. America was supposed to be this, how do you say it, to bring in the New World Order. Because some of your people may not know this, but they think 100, 200, 500 years of way ahead of us. So my long game is, what am I going to do next summer or the following summer? That's as far as I can go with it, right? So they lost that bid, and they've always wanted it back. And then we got the best constitution. I mean, look at where all these countries, look at Germany. They don't have any weapons. If we didn't have any weapons, we would be Germany right now, unfortunately, being wiped out by the police.
I'm afraid you're right.
It's a saddened thing. Okay. I got a couple fun facts. I'll let you do my fun facts. Let's take up the word pharmacy, the word pharmaceutical.
Yeah.
Look at the first five letters. P-H-A-R-M. Take away the P. They always tell you what they're going to do. They're going to harm you.
Oh, yeah. Oh, do they ever.
And they do. So they're stupid vaccinations.
Pharmacy.
Then if you look at...
Love it.
What's that? Yeah.
Pharmacy.
You know,
we got to love it. Yeah. Understood.
Yeah. They tell you what they're going to do. This is why I can find this stuff. You just got to uncover it. Now, let's take out the word, and we've talked about this before, COVID-19. Now, they just make that up? No, it has meaning behind it. Certificate of vaccination identification, and the 19 represents artificial intelligence. First letter in the alphabet is A. The ninth letter is I. They tell you what they're going to do. They always do. You just got to have eyes to see. Then my one favorite one is Corona, right? If you take the word corona, spelled C-O-R-O-N-A, and you put the values, C being 3, O 15, R 18, and so forth, it comes up with the value of 66. What does that mean? Corona has 666. This is a satanic ritual. They're telling you what they tell you. You know, I just wish more people would see it.
Right.
So,
even if they did see it, James, I wouldn't lose much sleep over the fact that most people are really struggling and they don't have time to take in esoteric things like that. They just don't.
Right. Well, you know, this all comes easy to me because, you know, back in the late 80s, mid-90s, I was involved with that Church Universal Triumph, which is just south of Bozeman in Montana.
Okay.
And they preached genocide, right? And they taught me how to prep, too. But their genocide was, they always said there was going to be this genocide to cut down the population. I'm learning this stuff in 1990, man. It was pretty freaky. But it was nuclear war. That's how, they were right about one thing. But, so this whole thing comes easier to me. So let's now get into Deagle.com, and it's spelled D-E-A-G-E-L, and that's named after the 33-degree Mason, Edwin Deagle, who was Undersecretary of Air Force.
Yep. Hey, Edwin Deagle had a hell of a background, as you know very well.
Right.
He was not just a one-off appointment as Secretary of the Air Force or anything like that. This guy was deep into the deep state.
Well connected. But, you know what, why don't you direct the people in your audience to your website where we can put up that Deagle.com, because you can't get it online anymore.
It's up there somewhere. I have it up there. Let me see if I can find it. I forget
where
it is.
Where it is. because
it should be right it should be right there on the right, up near the top.
Yeah, it's under, on the right hand side. It's important if you guys can open that up. But anyway, you know, I found this in December of 2013, because I've been semi-retired for quite a time, and I got more time on my hands than most people, so I used to listen a lot of stuff, especially in 2012 and 2013. It was the Wild Wild West on the internet. You know, there was no censorship. This guy started talking about this, so I put it up, and when I found it, because I remember it was Christmas time, my soul went dark. It actually scared me, and I'm pretty hardened on this stuff. It scared me, and I started researching it and reading about it. And I put it away until January 2014 because it was Christmas, man. It just darkened myself, right?
Sure. Yeah.
So I'm looking at this thing and studying it. And I had, at that time, I had two very close friends that think like you and I in the audience. And I would bring this evidence to them, and I said, how are they going to pull this off? And they just gave me a blank stare. Because, again, who wants to talk about genocide? It's a buzz killer. I wanted to have some conversation with someone. I had no one to talk to. Nobody. But for them to publish this and at that time, that's telling the world, the elitists, that it's game on. We got everything in place. We got most of the chess pieces in place. And the two of the most important chess pieces were I think it was called the Child Safety Act in 1986.
Right.
You know, that's the name. You know, the pharmaceutical company's immunity from vaccines. That was important. And like I said before, they should have done it in 1984, but more appropriate. And then they repealed the Smith-Monk Act of 1948. And what that act was these two congressmen, Smith and Monk, they penned this law that the federal government cannot lie to the American people because they recognize that's what happened in Germany. And that's what got Germany in a lot of trouble. Well, they got rid of that in 2012. And then this site went public a year and a half later.
Mm-hmm.
That was another important piece to get in place. I mean, they were lying to us anyway, but now it's legal. Totally legal.
Yeah.
So they had the confidence to do this. So what they did not have in place as of yet was Boris Johnson. And we talked about this before. Boris Johnson, who is the Prime Minister of England, his father is Stanley Johnson. If you look into his past, oh boy, that was a dark guy. What was he known for? He was writing novels. What was the topic? Population, eugenics, killing off the population. He wrote a number of books on that. So they got him in 2016. They got little Castro in 2018. He just got reelected. That was amazing. But he got in 2018.
Well, you know, how do we believe any election anymore
as
being credible? It's just the whole term has become a joke. Go ahead.
Then the last one, they screwed up on. Hillary Clinton was supposed to be in. She was supposed to take over, and that screwed things up. And that's one of the. That's when in 2016 when he got elected. In 2017, they changed the Deagle.com forecast from 54 million to 99 million. And I looked at that and I said, I like this guy. He's pissing off the elites. He's pissing off the elites. You know?
Well, we thought so. Yeah. Right.
Yeah, I mean, he does piss them off. Like he's still got to play games nice with them because they'll just kill him, unfortunately.
Right.
So anyway, I spent 14 and 15 just looking at this thing, and 16, I had no one to talk to, and nobody to talk to about this. You know, I just talked to myself. And all I noticed on the Deagle.com was well done. This thing was not done by a couple college students having fun at night. No, this was done.
Yes.
No, it was well done. This was not a hoax. This was for real. And you'll say, well, how would you know? Well, for one, I know how the elites work. I've been studying them now for over 10 years. They tell you what they're going to do before they do it. It's the code of ethics, the code of honor, unbelievable. But they also communicate their information that it's game on for the other leaders, right? So, let's see where I'm at. So, my freaking nose is funny. Okay, so, I kill off the population. Oh, no, I'll get into that in a second. So, I kept staring at this thing, right? And it's something we talked about before. The only correlations I found were that the Western countries lost their populations. The Anglo-Saxon, white Christian, the Christians, right?
Oh, it was, we have talked about this, and it's 100% right. And for you newcomers, the countries that took the biggest hits, no question, were Western European white Christian cultures. And that extends across the Atlantic Ocean, including North America, Canada, New Zealand, and Australia. Those countries were earmarked to be decimated. No question.
And the question you want to ask, the question you would ask yourself is, why would they do that? It's because the white Anglo-Saxon Christian population is well-educated, and they're the ones that could stop this new world order. We could stop it, right? I mean, if you look at all the vaccinations they do in Africa, they don't do any. There's hardly any vaccination in Africa because, and I'm not criticizing African people, but they have a lower IQ, right? And they're using their control.
You know, it's no contest. It's third world, and they'll go after the third world after they take the first world peoples. Were the number one target. They are the number one target. No question. None. Now, that excludes, I should add, China, which I'd call a first world nation, and Russia. Their populations remain about the same, as does the population of India and Brazil. And you've studied all this, so you know. So there, Brazil's second world, India, first and a half, whatever. But China and Russia's population remained virtually the same.
So, if you look at China and Russia, they don't lose any population. Like, that's odd. Indonesia, Iran, they don't lose any population. Very little. 1%, 2%. You know, America's losing 70% of their population. But why is that? So, nuclear war was thrown out. It's not going to be a nuclear holocaust. Again, I was asking anyone who would talk to me about this, and I got crickets, right? And the only thing I concluded, after years of looking at this, it was going to be the banking system was going to collapse. That's all I had, right? Because I'm not insane, like a psychotic man where I can think these things differently, you know? That's all I had, where the banking system would collapse, because all those Western countries around the American banking system, then, you know, farmers can't get credit, they can't plant, and now we got starvation, you got riots. It would be a mess. But that still takes years to cost that much.
Yep.
So who would know, right? So then in 2017, you start talking about it. You're the first one that started talking about it. First one I could find. And I'm like, cool, man. Jeff's getting it. He got it. And you would have just short conversations with yourself, right?
Yeah.
Because that's all you could do. And you're about 17, 18, and 19, and I would listen because I've been following you for years. So I'm like, great, you know? Somebody gets it, right?
And I got it. Yeah. So I just didn't know how. I had the win. In the backdrop, I didn't know when. I had the idea of the results. The how was nebulous. The when was laid right out there in front of us. But the how, I wasn't sure. But now we know.
Now we know. And the reason I found it early because I have a lot more time on my hands than most people. But so you're talking about it, right? And I kept asking God because I have a lot of conversation with God. I said, how are they going to pull this off? How they can pull this off? Because, you know, even my theory of the banking system collapse, it didn't really make a lot of sense, but that's all I had. And I had no one to talk to. So that's you know, and then 2019 shows up, and then, you know, and then 2020, and I said, when is this collapse going to start? It's going to take years to kill off this population, right? Meanwhile, I'm preparing for it, you know, with food and water and all that crap. But, and then March 11th, and I told this story before, I want to say it again. March 11th, 2020. It's funny. 3 times 11 is 33. God, I love that 33. Why did they announce it on 310? Why not announce it on 312? Oh, there's a reason behind everything. They're telling the world.
Yeah.
Game on. And we own you now. So on that particular day, it was a Wednesday, I'll never forget it. Went to a Meijer's here to go buy my $20 worth of produce. Uh-huh. Right? And I don't watch mainstream media. I had no idea what was going on. And I pull into the parking lot, 7 in the morning, usually 12 cars there. I couldn't find a parking spot. It made the weekend before Christmas not as busy. It was that, and I'm like freaking out. Like, well, what? And I said, you know what? They're giving away big screen TVs. They have to bring this amount of population. And you know what? I'm going to get one. I'm going to give it to the poor people. Somebody who will give it away. So I walk into the store. Again, I'm clueless. I don't get it. And what I noticed immediately, there was no large carts anywhere. Uh-huh. The lines registers, there were 50 people deep. Every person had two carts, one person with two carts with toilet paper scapped on top.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Right? Jeez. Right?
Yeah.
So then I still didn't get it, right? So I, and the produce department was empty. There's nobody in there, and the checkout was empty. The self-checkout. I'm like, walked in, got my stuff, and left. So I rush home. I'm going, I don't get it. So I get on, you know, all the major websites and your Drudge, Yahoo, and it was this world pandemic. I'm going, I don't get it. I don't know anyone sick. I said, I'm suspicious here, right? I don't get it. But I noticed it was all the same talking points. It was the same freaking article, right? CDC announces this, right? So I go to bed that night, and I wake up in the morning. It was like a bolt of lightning. God answered my prayer. They're going to kill off the population with the vaccines. I figured that out on the 12th, and then I went on my mission starting on the 13th, March 13th, 2020, telling people, warning them, do not take the vaccine. And that one, like, lowering our eyes. What are you talking about? I said, just don't do it. They're going to kill off the population. I just know this. And I went on that mission for 17 months.
Well, that vaccine, they didn't roll that vaccine out until, almost 8 months later, 7 months later.
Right, but I already knew how they're going to pull it.
Sure.
Because I've been asking God for 8 years how they're going to pull this off, and he finally answered my prayer, right?
Well, James, you figured it out. You got it. You sure did.
I got it. Well, because I've been on that mission for a long time, right? So I went on a mission trying to warn the population, trying to save some lives. And I actually stopped that in July because I was getting pushed back. Because now the divide lines were on. Vaccinated, unvaccinated. When you're trying to tell a vaccinated person that it's a bioweapon and you can die from it.
You can't do it. No.
So you have to start doing softballs.
Yeah. Right. That's right.
So the pushback was hard. It was high. And I said, I'm done. I did my work. Because I was telling you how I would do it. I go into like a British Petroleum gas station, go up to the cashier, which is a young girl, right? And and drinks some water, and then I buy a dollar gas. Kind of silly, right? Well, then these young girls, they're just curious. I start talking to them about this, what's going on. It's a bioweapon. Meanwhile, there's 5-7 people standing in line. What do you do when you stand in line? You listen to other people's conversations. And I talk loud enough to make sure everybody would hear. So I'll get my message out. Then I go somewhere else and do it. You know, and I did that, you know, 3-4 hours a day. 4 or 5 days a week. I did that for months. That was my way of saying I got warned these folks. right? And hopefully,
that's really remarkable that you did that, James. You were probably the first person in America to actually make a campaign out of trying to wake people up. Paul Revere would have been proud of you. Not joking.
Right. Yeah, Paul Revere. But, you know, I'm hoping that, you know, because what I'm doing is just putting a message in their mind. You know, it's like when you play a song. You know, get stuck in your head. I'm hoping it would play in their head, right?
Yep.
So, but then let's move a little forward, and then it was a year ago, about this time. You know, because I was listening to you, and you were saying, "Yeah, I found this in 2017," and I said, "You know, I want to write Jeff." And I never thought you'd write me back. I wrote Jeff and said, "No, I found it." You know, the summer of 2013, and then like a day later. He wrote me back. I was going, no kidding. This guy wrote me back. He does read his emails. Very cool.
And well, I try.
You try. I just can't imagine how you get. It'd be outstanding. But, you know, you said, well, you got any screenshots? I said, I don't know how to do that. I said, no, I just do this for, it's a personal hobby, trying to learn how they leak, how they work. And that's when you wrote me back, I want you on the show. So we did our first show March 1st, 2021, I believe it was, right?
Yeah.
After that show, this is how much power Jeff's radio program has. 5 weeks later, they darkened the 2025 icon. You couldn't open it up. We're like, whoa, Jeff's got some power, right? Well, by the way, it's a forecast, not a prediction. And there's quite a difference here. A forecast, a prediction is like a psychic. You know, I'm predicting that this is going to happen, right?
Oh, no. You got it. Thank you for making the differentiation. Yes.
Right? A forecast, and I use it like, I use Ford Motor Company. Well, our forecast is we're going to have, you know, $780 million profit this year. Because they have all the numbers. They have all the data. They can do a forecast. The Deagle.com. They have all the numbers. They have all their checks. This whole thing with a mandate, it was already baked in the cake. It was all baked in the cake years ago. They built this strategy forever, right? I mean, I personally think they've been planning this for at least 100 years, and I bring up the Spanish flu. That's a funny story because the Spanish flu was named after Spain. I think it was the latest way of being funny because Spain did not participate in the world genocide war of World War I. So they just like, you know what, we're going to put insignia on this. But the real story they say is because they had a real free press, and that's where they were talking about it in Spain, right? And the Spanish flu was from vaccine. They vaccinated the soldiers, they went home, and they shut out to their families, and made what was the prediction? I think it's 20 to 50 million. Mm-hmm. Now they wouldn't know the actual numbers, but it was a successful campaign, and I think that was a test run. But what? Because they played the long game. I mean, it's hard to believe, but they played the long game. It's these secret societies, you know, and the way the secret societies actually work is that they give out the biggest, fattest contracts to the other secret society members, right? And they make millions or billions. When they die, when that man passes away, he wills part of that to that secret society. So they're always well-funded. They're always well-funded. They always have an arsenal of money to do their bribes and their crazy stuff, right? So, so anyway, this made-for-TV virus, you know, this hoax, which started in March 11th, right?
Yeah.
It went well, Jeff. You know, I don't know how much of the population is waking up, but it did. They went well because, you know, we have to go over all this stuff, the numbers and that, how it's the survivability. But there's, you know, there's, like David Icke would say, there's three groups in the population. Group A, basically, if the government told them to jump off the bridge with their family, they would do it. They'll do whatever they're told. They can't think for themselves. And you got Group B, they they can think for themselves, but they say, whatever. I want to get to the football game. So I'm going to get backstage. Then there's Group C. That's you and I and your listeners. And we see this through, like, whatever, guys. This is not going to happen. You know? Especially, and we don't even want to talk about whether we take this if we don't win this one out. But the social credit scores, which, you know, you and I have a pretty low one. That's not credit. It's a social credit score, guys. This is based on if you speak out about the government, you won't be able to get a mortgage in the future. You won't be able to get a good job. You may even not be able to, they might even turn off your card, your digital card, which they expose themselves.
Oh, turn your money off in a second if they want to. Sure. When we get to that point. Yeah.
Right. I mean, the GoFundMe just showed you what they can do, which was corporate suicide. Nobody will ever trust those people again. But just showed you the world. Well, just turn your money off, dude. And little Fidel Castro is doing the same thing coming after.
Yeah. Yeah.
But let's take a look at these numbers. And I got them on Jeff's website. But we're going to go through a number of these countries. Okay. In Australia, they had a population in 2019 of 25 million. The projection is 15 million in 2025. Brazil, 212 million. They only go down to 210 million. Why is that?
Now, again, just for our listeners, repeat that again. I just want to make everybody understand that some things don't change, not much.
Not much. Brazil, their population, these are the numbers in 2019, was 212 million.
Mm-hmm.
6 years later, 210 million.
That tells you there's a little bit of a die-off in Brazil, but it's made up by the birth rate. Even though they've shot the hell out of the public with these kill bioweapons, they've come back. I'm not sure if it means also a lot of it is saline, or maybe it's a long-acting version. I do think that there are many different formats that they're being using now to inject people with. I don't know where they're going, but the fact that Brazil is virtually in a dead heat with itself 6 years later, that tells you a lot, a great deal.
A lot.
Go.
Canada, 38 million. They go down to 26 million.
Yeah.
China stays flat, 1.39 to 1.36, right? So that blows away the nuclear war theory. You know, Colombia, another South American country, stays flat. They don't lose any population. Germany, they just don't like the German people. You know, 80 million down to 28 million. You know, they've been going after Germany so many times. The German people.
Think about it. Two world wars and then 8 years of slaughtering Germans after the cessation of hostilities in 1945. They never stopped killing Germans. They wanted that people to be ground into oblivion. And the greatest people in the world, pound for pound.
They lasted two world wars, and now they're the most powerful country in Europe. Wow. What's that say about the German people? They are just intelligent. They can overcome anything. But these vaccines,
well, they're still at it. Now, give another 50 years if we had 50 years, and if enough of them survived, and they would probably pull it back together even better. And I am concerned because there are a lot of communists in Germany again, like there were in the 20s, and they're going to have to be thrown out if the German people are to reconstitute themselves ever. And I don't know that they will, but they were the greatest people, period. Germany was our last chance. Simple.
Right.
Don't buy the propaganda. Don't buy the lies. Study history. Learn about World War II. It had no bearing on the way it's presented in our alleged media. Go ahead.
So, you know, you take Iran, 85 million down to 81 million. I thought these were the arch enemy. No. That's all junk. Then you take Italy. They're losing from 62 million to 43 million. There you go. Another Anglo-Saxon European country.
Right. Yeah.
Japan, 126 million to 103. Right?
Yeah.
Mexico only loses 5 million people, you know? But let's talk about, let's say Russia. They only lose 6 million people. the United States, $333 million to $99 million, and it was at $54 million before Trump took off office. That's a 70% kill rate. And of that $99 million, and these are their numbers, I don't think we're going to hit them, how many of them are going to be the illegal aliens? Because that's who they're trying to replace. They want to bring in these illegal aliens. And how many of them are Anglo-Saxon that are injured, completely injured, or can't have children? Because that's what the vaccine does. It paralyzes the women.
You bet.
Right?
Of course. Of course.
And I wish people would wake up. But, you know, one of the reasons why they want to take out the United States is to get rid of this Constitution. That's the big one. And then England will get their country back. Like I said, the Crown's been after these properties for a long time, right? Now, the UK goes from $66 million to $14 million. That is almost an 80% decrease. And that's why they brought in Boris Johnson.
Do that one more time, please. I want to make sure. Go ahead.
The UK goes from the current 66 million to 14 million.
That's in 3 years, friends. 3 years.
That's in 3 years. Right. Right. And it's hard to fathom this. I mean, some of your normies out there, they don't get this, you know, because the normie and that's normal people that watch CNN. So, you know, they look at this as, well, I wouldn't do this. Why would they do this? Well, I'll tell you, one, you don't look at it that way because these are psychopaths, and I really believe the top of the head of the snake and the head of the snake, this is where you and I had this conversation last time. I don't think they're humans. The ones that really run the world. They're off planet. Can't prove it, but...
Well, I can tell you that I was told, and I asked the question, if we go to the top of the food chain on this planet, I asked the question, I posed a question. I said, it doesn't stop there, does it? And
no.
The response was, no. It keeps going.
Really?
Yeah. And I would take that. I don't like banks. But I would take it to the bank. I believe I was told the truth.
You know, and more normies would say, well, this would never happen. Genocide. Happened before.
Oh, please.
What they did to the American Indian.
Oh,
they slaughtered
happened so
them.
Many times. Yeah.
It's happened
12 million?
Many times.
Yeah.
Yeah, they slaughtered the American, the
Nobody
Native
knows
Americans.
How many. I just said 12 out there. I've heard 12, but look, we've got 2/3 of this country shot up. You know, a little 200 million thereabouts. These people, I don't know what's going to happen. I'm not a prophet.
Right.
But they have real serious issues to deal with, some sooner than others. There are various factors in these kill shots that will actually blossom in people sooner or later. They're going to blossom in the next 1 to 2 years, and they're going to blossom in the sense that these people are going to end up with AIDS, not HIV/AIDS, although I believe there's going to be an effort to make people think HIV is running rampant and is causing the AIDS condition, which is opening the door for dozens of diseases that are killing these people and will kill them. They're going to blame it on something. They're not going to blame it on their kill shot bioweapon vax. They're going to blame it on HIV. That's why they approved a year and a half ago, home HIV test kits in Canada and the U.S. It's all been done. The legwork's been done. They're ready for it. HIV is making a comeback, according to the tea leaves that I read, and they're going to blame the immune system collapse, which is killing so many people already on HIV. It'll be AIDS, but it'll be VADES. It'll be the vaccine, which isn't a vaccine.
Right.
It'll be the bioweapon version of AIDS. Go ahead.
And it's not going to be on the death certificate. So they got cover. They got complete cover. So they don't get exposed.
Go look up HIV home test kits. They're all over the place online now. For what?
Really?
Who's got HIV? Very few people. It's not even in the news yet. In the English press, it is. So watch what happened. England often leads the way. If it's in the press there, HIV may well be in the press here within a couple of weeks. That's how they're going to do it.
Right. Yeah, I shared this story last time I was on, or the time before, where my good friend Gerald, who's wide awake, told his sister that it's a bioweapon to go take. Well, she took it, and her husband took it, and her 30-year-old son took it. 30-year-old son died a month later after taking it of a heart attack.
Yeah.
Now,
sorry.
And she's still in denial that was the vaccine. She doesn't believe it. And I can tell you why. If she has to take responsibility of that vaccine, she killed her son. Because I'm sure she promoted it.
Of course.
You know, not everyone's dying right away because they had to hide it, you know.
Sure.
It's going to happen later. We all know this, Jeff. It's just sickening. I want to go over some of these numbers about the United States. Oh, by the way, that hoax of George Floyd. Funny,
yeah.
They tell you what they're going to do next. And I did this before. They always tell you what they're going to do. This happened in August of 2019, right before this whole thing. And what was it all about? I can't breathe. What's COVID? I can't breathe. First, I don't think they killed the guy. That's just me. You know,
he probably died of an overdose of fentanyl and cocaine,
right,
and apparently several other things. He already had heart disease, so it wasn't hard. I don't think he was supposed to die. Maybe he was, maybe he wasn't, but he was certainly supposed to be made an example of, and that was part of the shtick, I can't breathe. You got it.
So let's go over a couple numbers about the United States, and this is from your stuff on your website. And this was published in 2016. The per capita in the United States was 57,000, right?
Yeah.
In 2025, that it's less than 17,000. If you want to talk about a third world country, this is poverty. The gross domestic product in 2016 was 19 trillion. Now it's down to, let's see, less than a trillion. Basically, we're not making anything.
It's circling the drain.
Right. Now, the military budget back then in 2016, I believe it's here. Let me see. It was $612 billion. Right now, I think it's over $700 billion. $8 billion. Basically, just to keep a couple people fed, you know, and keep the population.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's, and then back in 2016, and these are their numbers. I really don't think they're going to reach them, but I can be wrong. I just pray they're not going to reach them, right? There was 34 inhabitants per square kilometers. Six people per square kilometer in 2025. This is dystopian. And I think I gave that example the last time we talked, that let's say two-thirds of the population is gone. Take your neighborhood, got 100 houses, and 4 years later, actually 3 years later, you got 100 houses right now, and now you're going to have, there are people in them, they're going to be down to 30 houses with people in it. Think about that for a second.
Got it.
But here's one of my favorite predictions, because they love 33s. You know, the banking system is going to collapse. We all know this, right? Nobody can predict it because only the top people have that date. But if I had to put a date on it, when you see the debt of the United States government at $33 trillion, because they love the 33, that's when you're going to see it. And right now we're at 33 trillion and some change. That's a prediction, not a forecast. They just love those 33s. But,
they do.
Oh, we're almost done. We're done.
We're done. Wrap it up, amigo. Wrap it up. This has been great. Very good.
Yeah. We just got to not comply. Just don't comply. You know, you'd be surprised how little money we can live on. You know, you don't need the new car of the year. You don't need all that crap, all that stuff at Walmart.
Very important observation. Very important point. Just don't comply. Learn how to live with yourself. Huh?
Right.
Don't depend. Right. Don't always be looking out. Look in. Don't be reactive. Be proactive.
But they cast this huge spell over the world. And what's a spell? Spelling. They use certain words, techniques to cast a spell. Like a wizard.
That's not a joke, James. You're right. No, there's absolutely that going on. And many more things that we don't even know about. It's like shooting fish in a barrel. It's not hard. There are exceptions like you and our listeners out there who are very smart. But will the American people get up and do something about this and throw this off? I just don't think so.
I don't think so.
And I'm sorry to say it. It bothers me. But they are being subjugated with technology that they can't dream about. That's the way I look at it anyway.
And guys, this is the mark of the beast. All right, gotta go.
thank you, James. All right, we'll talk again. You keep it up.
All right.
Good work.
All right,
good
brother. Bye.
Okay, thanks. James Karolak, one of a kind. Okay, we'll be right back with more. Hang on.